America's about to lose the AI arms race. Not because of chips or code, but power. AI runs on energy and we don't have enough. China's building a new coal plant every week while Democrats cancel pipelines and block drilling. No power, no progress, no AI future. That's why we need you. Sign up now for free at oilfacts.com to get your free report on the AI arms race before rolling blackouts wipe out our future. Oilfacts.com, powered by Prairie Operating Company, a high-growth, low-cost producer of safe and responsible American energy.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
Oh, my word. You know, it's... Have you ever just had one of those days where yesterday I got in early in the morning, about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I just did not get enough sleep, so you go home and you go to sleep, and then you wake up and... Wow, it's time for Starnes Country. Yeah, that was my evening yesterday, so I'm somewhat discombobulated, but it is great to be with you. Thank you for joining us here in Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. We have a great show for you today. By the way, Cassie, turn your microphone on. I know we have a lot of fun with our trivia segment, and we actually use the sound effects from The Price is Right, which is, you know, one of my favorite. Have you ever watched The Price is Right, the game show?
I've watched it once or twice.
You know, that is the jam. When I was a kid and when I was sick at home, there were two big game shows that we always watched when I was growing up in South Haven, Mississippi. And I got to stay home from Hope P. Sullivan Elementary School. One of them was Let's Make a Deal, which with Monty Hall, if anybody remembers Monty Hall. The other was The Price is Right. Now, this is old school with Bob Barker when he was basically making out with the beautiful models who sold the dishwashers and the kitchen appliances and the new car. Anyway,
right.
Cassie, I was stunned yesterday. If you were watching The Price is Right, this is insane. One of our very own, Michelle McKissick, who's one of the good guys on the Memphis Shelby County School Board, she was on The Price is Right yesterday.
Are you for serious?
I am serious. We've got audio from that coming up, and we're going to be talking to Michelle McKissick to get the lowdown on what it was like being on The Price is Right, and also how she did, because she had a good day on The Price is Right.
Wow, I'd be so scared to be up there.
Well, I will say this. Now, the Starnes family, we have a celebrity in our family, my Aunt Patty from West Memphis, Arkansas, way back in the day. She was on Wheel of Fortune, and she did okay. I mean, I just seem to remember she won like a year's supply of tuna or, you know, hamburger helper or something. I don't know. But, yeah, so we're excited to be able to talk to Michelle McKissick. She's gonna come on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I've got to talk to you about this hilarious story, and it is going to be so much fun to watch the Democrats destroy each other. But there is a raging civil war underway right now within the Democrat Party, and here's the deal. There are three different factions, but right now we're going to focus on the big two, which would be the county mayor Lee Harris and the city mayor Paul Young. But the funnier one is this congressional race, Steve Cohen being primaried by our very own Junior Malcolm X. We're going to call him Lil X, Justin Pearson, and the guy with the power fro. So over the weekend, we told you about the No King protest. And this was a hoot because they were telling us, oh, there are going to be 5,000 people. There are only a couple of hundred people. And when you actually see the photos, the aerial photos, you realize, wow, that's not a lot of people there. And why are they always in the wealthy parts of town? Why aren't these people on Orange Mound? We talked about that yesterday. But anyway, it turns out that Justin Pearson was the only one invited to speak at the rally. And it turns out this is Indivisible Memphis is the name of the group. And they sort of organized all this. And they refused to let Steve Cohen speak at the rally. He was not even invited. And people are really put off by this. It's hilarious. Steve Cohen especially. And now they're trading barbs. And it's very clear to me that all of these folks have thrown in now with Justin Pearson. And this is, if Steve Cohen is not reading the room here, he is on the outs. And I'm going to tell you, as much as, and Cohen, you know, as you can love him or you can hate him. And I know if you're a Republican, you don't like the guy. And I get that. But the reality is he's done a pretty good job as a Democrat, right? I mean, he's delivered on all of the stuff that the Democrats want. So if you're a Democrat, there's really no reason for you not to vote for Cohen, except for one reason. And I try to explain this to people that are Democrats that get frustrated by all these things, that at the end of the day, your skin color matters in Memphis, Tennessee. And it doesn't matter what Steve Cohen has done for the good people of that district. It's not ever going to be good enough, ever. And he's about to learn that lesson the hard way. And it's going to be very fun to watch Steve Cohen get what is coming to him. So anyway, Cohen now posting a message saying that to set the record straight, he was not invited to speak at the No Kings rally. He said, I requested to speak. That's embarrassing when you got to pick up the phone and you're like, hello, this is Congressman Cohen. I was wondering if I might be able to just speak for just a few moments. If that's okay. No, he was not allowed to speak. Justin Pearson was, little X, but not Justin Congressman Steve Cohen. And then he goes down. This is really bad. So then he explains his bona fides. He says that he filed the first complete articles of impeachment against Trump, co-sponsored by John Lewis. So you see, he's name dropping now. I voted to impeach. You know, it's really strange. He should have name dropped more black people like, I don't know, Barack Hussein Obama, Michelle Obama. I still don't think it would have worked here because little X is little X. What are you going to do? Anyway, Steve Cohen said, as Memphis's federal voice in Washington and as a senior member of the judiciary, I had important information to offer, would have liked the opportunity to speak, and think it was a disservice to those who attended and to the people of Memphis who read about the rally that their representative in Congress wasn't allowed to share his knowledge with them. Oh, so Steve Cohen wanted to drop some knowledge on the people. Well, anyway, we'll see how all this plays out, but this is going to get nasty. I do wonder, though, on the Republican side, they have an opportunity here, and I don't know if they're going to take advantage of it. I hope they do, and I hope maybe they've got somebody squirreled away that could run in this district. And if nothing else, we need a somewhat moderate voice. If we can't, a moderate voice is a lot better than a far left voice in Congress. So if we're not careful here, and the Republicans are going to have to strategize and figure this out, but if there is an opportunity, this is the opportunity. Otherwise, we're about to get our very own Jasmine Crockett without a personality. And that would be Justin Pearson, little X. So, just curious, do you think the Republicans should try to find a candidate here, or should they just write this off and let the chips fall where they may? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number this morning. That's 901-260-5926. This is going to be so much fun. I will say this. I mean, it is sort of nice to have a congressman in the Memphis area that actually likes to show up at things. I mean, wow. I mean, good for Cohen for actually wanting to be there and be among his people. So good for you, sir. All right. We've got to take a quick break here. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Let's check in with Commander Chuck, standing by with a look at your traffic.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Think fossil fuels are climate villains that the legacy media and establishment politicos ask us to believe that they are? Think again. Did you know that fossil fuels power the systems that keep us safe? From air conditioning that prevents heat stroke to heating systems that protect against extreme cold. They also provide low-cost power for our storm warning systems, giving us time to evacuate and save lives. Forget being a villain. Fossil fuels have have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. In fact, over the past century, deaths from climate-related disasters like extreme temperatures, droughts, floods, storms, wildfires have declined by 98% thanks to fossil-fueled infrastructure and technology. I'm Calvin McCullough, and I just want you to know the facts. Don't be fossil-fooled. Get the full picture at oilfacts.com. Brought to you by NASDAQ-listed Prairie Operating Group, a high-growth, low-cost producer of safe and responsible American energy. That's oilfacts.com. Oilfacts.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Stearns Country. I'm Todd Stearns, broadcasting from the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Hey, by the way, Friday, make plans now. I want you to write this down or mark it in your smartphones. Put it on your calendar. We're going to be broadcasting the show Friday, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock from JoJo's, one of the coolest coffee houses. They have great breakfast, incredible food. And we want you to be a part of the show. So all you have to do is show up and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, we're going to be celebrating Cassie's birthday. She doesn't know that, so don't say anything. But it's going to be a lot of fun at JoJo's on Friday, 7 o'clock in Germantown. That's in the beautiful residences of Thornwood section of town. So be sure to join us there. All right. Luke Symbol was on one of the debate shows. May I just say something about Memphis television? And I don't mean to pay, aside from like Joyce Peterson at Channel 5, some of the TV stations, they do these public service shows where they try to emulate the Sunday shows from Washington, D.C. And they, What is the clinical term I'm looking for? They suck, right? Because everybody's like all polite and, you know, everybody talks and then the next person talks and you have your say and that's it. I mean, forget that. We want, you know, if you're going to be on a panel with Democrats in this town or Republicans in this town, I want to see somebody. I want to see chairs flying. I want to see Jerry Springer. So anyway, one of the TVs, I think this was Local 24, and they had Luke Symbol going up against three leftists on the panel, and one of them is that Otis Sanford dude. That guy is a far leftist, and let me just say something about Otis. My understanding is this guy is also a journalism professor or teaches journalism at the University of Memphis, and this is why journalism in the Mid-South sucks. So that's that. So anyway, they had Luke on, our friend from the Shelby County Republican Party, to weigh in on this. Cut number three, please.
And let me address something here. And I'm certainly by no means obvious. A Democratic activist here. I'm far from it.
Stop. Thank you. That guy's saying he's far from a Democrat. That guy is a card-carrying member of the Democrat Party. That guy is a propagandist for the Democrat Party. And to make matters even worse, Otis Sanford is the guy out there who is churning out little propagandists out of the University of Memphis School of Journalism. All right, let's continue.
And let me address something here. And I'm certainly by no means a Democratic activist here. I'm far from it. But I just think that we're hearing too many Republican talking points here. Tammy Sawyer, while she was a part of that initial press conference, let's not make her the villain here when we are talking about this particular issue here. I think Mayor Harris is raising some concerns that should not be dismissed.
She was at every single one of his press conferences on the topic now.
Well, and so okay, I think, so what does that I think have it to do telling, with what we're talking
well, I think
about
it's
right
interesting.
Now?
I think it's interesting
well, okay.
that she's no longer
well,
here.
But and Brent Taylor made that very well in one of his regular posts on Facebook.
But it
Facebook.
Goes to Mayor Lee Harris's talking points right now to have a one of the city's loudest anti-law enforcement activists at your press conferences denouncing law enforcement's attempt to clean up our city, to give our city, to take our city back from the criminal and give it to the law-abiding to enjoy. That is what we are seeing through this aggressive policing, and I just think it's telling that suddenly, because of her outburst last week, that, by the way, the Daily Memphian did not report on, except in their little daily multiple stories, they had a couple sentences about it, but for her to suddenly be absent, I think is very telling, and I think it goes, you know, her previous participation goes to Mayor Lee Harris's activism on this point, and I don't know why he's doing it. I think it's
inappropriate. Well, let me just say,
this is the last point, Otis.
Well, what was reported on was a story by MLK50 that said that when the governor talked about this is only to go after violent criminals, that's not true. There are a lot of nonviolent people and even immigrants who are wanted for administrative violations, not criminal violations, that are being rounded up here. So let's not continue this narrative about, oh, we're going after all violence.
I agree with you. And I actually think going after routine criminals is one of the most important things you could do. I'm frustrated by this obsession with violence as well, because you start with the small things. When you have juveniles committing small crimes and you don't hold them accountable, it turns into larger things. Broken window theory. How did Rudy Giuliani make New York City the most safe city in the country, large city in the country? Well, you start with the small.
Okay, don't bring up Rudy Giuliani. He's no paragon of virtue.
Okay, and maybe Tammy Sawyer is trying to lay low from the death threats. So let's
oh,
put
for
that
the love of God. Shut up, woman. Look, you see, this is why they would not, they have never invited me to be a part of these panels, because I would end up triggering people. There would be people weeping on the set, which is why they do not invite me to these things. Here's what this is hilarious, because I think, and again, I haven't watched the entire episode, but I think the guy that was seated next to Luke may have been from the Daily Memphian, and he peed himself. You could tell. As soon as Luke Symbol brought up the fact that the Daily Memphian didn't even bother to report on the fact that Tammy Sawyer nearly came to blows with deputy sheriffs on the steps of our courthouse, that Tammy Sawyer's bodyguard was able to smuggle in a weapon inside, the Daily Memphian decided that was not news. You know why? Because they were off covering the opening of the new Bojangles. I don't know what it is with these people in the restaurants. That's the most important. I mean, they may as well just be, I don't know, a lifestyle publication. So anyway, the Daily Memphian guy was a squirrely, oh, I wish you wouldn't have said that. That hurt my feelings. By the way, did you hear Otis Sanford? And you know he wanted to call Luke Symbol a white boy. You know it, right? He was really, whatever Luke said before that really got under that guy's skin. And he almost came out and said, now, wait a minute here, white boy. I'm serious. Go back and listen to it. And you can feel the tension. Anyway, Otis Sanford, he spilled the tea here, ladies and gentlemen, when he talked about the virtuous news organization known as MLK50. Their slogan is justice through journalism. Here's all you need to know about these yahoos. Their 2025 creator in residence is none other than Amber Sherman, one of the most radical anti-cop activists in the entire nation. Also, Tammy Sawyer's doppelganger. No, why would you? No, I'm not insulting Tammy or Amber. I'm just saying they sort of look alike, right? Wear it as a badge of honor. I do not mean that as an insult. I'm just saying it was so well done, Luke Symbol. But could you imagine, Cassie? They would have to call ambulances. People would be falling out if they had me on one of these shows. They would know what to expect.
A lot
expect.
Of crying, a lot of screaming, but mostly crying. Fetal positions.
I went Justin Pearson. It is what it is. So then Mark Billingsley. Wow, well done. You know, he's running for the county commission. Well done, Mark Billingsley, because he's dusting it up over at Channel 3, cut number one.
do you think about that?
Well, I would argue with that in that I was just looking at the stats today. 206 firearms seized, 93 known gang members off the streets of Memphis, 56 missing children located, and over 1,000 arrests. I think we didn't get here overnight. And we ignored it. We didn't treat the symptoms. And we got so far down the road. I mean, how embarrassing is it to be a Shelby County citizen and have the state come in to intervene? But at the same time, we asked that the lawlessness stop. And so, again, it took us a while to get here. I don't disagree with my colleague about the root causes. But we're talking about today law enforcement officers here today arresting some pretty serious bad guys. I mean, how many weeks ago was it we saw young people leaning out of cars with machine guns? I haven't seen anyone leaning out of a car with a machine gun lately. So I don't disagree with the root causes. Are we going to fix the education system in the city? I hope so. But we even have people pushing back on that. I think there are two different issues. I totally agree with Chairman Turner on the root causes. But in terms of locking up the bad guys, I hope they lock up as many as they possibly can for as long as they can.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we ought to be doing it. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. Michelle McKissick coming on to talk about The Price is Right.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Think fossil fuels are climate villains that the legacy media and establishment politicos ask us to believe that they are? Think again. Did you know that fossil fuels power the systems that keep us safe? From air conditioning that prevents heat stroke to heating systems that protect against extreme cold. They also provide low-cost power for our storm warning systems, giving us time to evacuate and save lives. Forget being a villain. Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. In fact, over the past century, deaths from climate-related disasters like extreme temperatures, droughts, floods, storms, wildfires have declined by 98% thanks to fossil-fueled infrastructure and technology. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I just want you to know the facts. Don't be fossil-fooled. Get the full picture at oilfacts.com. Brought to you by NASDAQ-listed Prairie Operating Group, a high-growth, low-cost producer of safe and responsible American energy. That's oilfacts.com. Oilfacts.com.
And welcome back to Stearns Country. I'm Todd Stearns. Great to have you with us here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. And by the way, if you are looking for a great breakfast, you got to go check out Dale's in South Haven, one of my favorite restaurants in the Mid-South. The food there is just unbelievable. And they also have breakfast. So if you want to stop by, grab some biscuits. They make them homemade every single day. You're going to love the great food over at Dale's, a great sponsor of what we are doing here in here at the Mighty 990 KWAM. Also, a lot of people text us after the show or send us a note on Facebook, and they're like, hey, you know, we have an event coming up. We've got something going on. Could you announce it? We're happy to do so, but we need you to let us know about it. So if you've got something happening in the Mid-South, an event, something of that nature, give us a call. We're happy to share that information, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We won't put you on air if you don't want to go on air, but we will certainly get the information and pass it along to all of our awesome listeners across the Mid-South. By the way, speaking of that, today and all day today at Whataburger in South Haven, this is the South Haven location of Whataburger, the profits, they're going to be donating 20% of their profits to the South Haven High School Marching Band. There was a huge scandal there. The treasurer of the band Booster Club arrested, charged with stealing all of this money. And now the kids are really stuck trying to, you know, raise a lot of this money that was stolen. So if you'd like to lend a helping hand, you can go over to Whataburger, grab a great meal, and you're going to be helping the kids over at South Haven High School. And we love being able to help kids here in the Mid-South. Well, yesterday on Newsmax, you know, I told you we sort of adopted Congressman Tim Burchett as our very own congressman here in West Tennessee, and we just love the great work he's doing. He is a ferocious supporter of freedom and liberty, and we greatly appreciate that. We had a conversation last night on Newsmax, which was insane. Among other things, we talked about the controversy surrounding this video that President Trump shared over the weekend showing himself in a fighter jet doing a sortie over Midtown Manhattan, where he dropped a load of fertilizer on a No Kings protest. I want you to take a listen to the conversation. Congressman, good to have you with us. And, you know, you're known around town for your wit and charm. What's your take on President Trump's Top Gun moment?
It's great. Bernie's line. The House has already voted. The Senate is abdicating their duties. They need to come to the table and quit with all the nonsense, adding $1.5 trillion health care for illegals, pastry classes for male prostitutes in Haiti. It's in there. And all this is just a way to launder money back into dark campaigns and probably into pockets of politicians. America needs to wake up. We got to do more than 12% of people at the polls, Todd. We've got to get to the polls and we've got to turn this country around and quit with all the nonsense. You break out a bunch of 1960s hippies that are in nursing homes. And, you know, you go to the inner city areas and you're picketing. And guess what? It's all white people. It's not real. It is not real.
You know, again, Congressman, in about a half an hour from now, we're expecting the Senate to take another vote. The next big argument, we're starting to see this already percolate. People are saying they're about to lose their SNAP benefits, their EBT cards. How do you anticipate that playing in the national media?
I think what the national media will do, what they always do, Todd, they show the worst case scenario. And then they'll talk about how Republicans are cutting off the funds to Medicaid, Medicare. And all we did was cut the fraud out. We said you got to at least try to work 20 hours a week. Of course, Congress be hard to find even when we're in session a week where we work 20 hours in reality. But the reality is that America's sped up with people riding for free. And we need to clean it up. And we need to clean it up fast.
Yeah, I hear that from a lot of our listeners. And again, they're still frustrated that we are at Biden era spending levels. So I'm glad that the Republicans, that you guys are holding the line here. But the reality is we got to start cutting some money out of this budget. Do you ever expect that to happen?
No, I'm afraid that, you know, what will happen is they'll fuss a little bit on both sides and then, you know, the war pimps at the Pentagon are going to get their money and we'll see us in just more of the same. I'm afraid we need a real awakening on the fiscal responsibility into that. Todd, you and I've talked about that multiple times. We're 36, I guess, 37 trillion almost in debt right now. Every 100 days, we add another $1 trillion. Nobody's paying attention to it. And Congress isn't. There's about 15 or 20 of us in the congressional side and probably, I don't know, maybe a half a dozen on the U.S. Senate side that pay this stuff any attention. But you're not seeing the reaction from the people. Again, 12% of the population, as long as they're getting their bridges that they need or their little special projects or the dark money is paying off politicians, I don't think you'll ever see it change. I think if we could ever get to the point where we had single issue spending bills instead of these 3,000-page bills, Todd, dadgummit, what in the world? In Tennessee, as you know, we have a balanced budget state, and we have zero debt. And the reason because of that is because they have single-issue spending bills. You can't have a dog catcher's bill and put a pay raise in there for legislators. So we've got to clean it up. America, we know what we need to do, but we're not going to do it. It's just like the stock trading bill. People on both sides of the aisle are getting fat. People are making 500% and 600% return on their investments in Congress. I saw a thing today where over $100 million in stock transactions in the last bit. No, it ain't going to happen until America starts poking the bear, and they need to start poking pretty quick because we don't have a lot of time, I'm afraid.
Congressman, I want to circle back. You said something about pastry chefs and male prostitutes.
Yeah, in Haiti. There's money in there for that. They want to go back to the old funding level. That $1.5 trillion, you know, it's not just going to do golden toilets. It's going to pay for a lot of things, circumcisions and transgender surgeries and things like that are in this bill.
Wow.
If we, that's what that $1.5 trillion will go back. That's what we cut out. There's a whole litany of things, Todd. I can get it to you, but there's five or six that are pretty telling, and they're pretty significant. Maybe in Washington terms, it's not a lot of money, but dadgummit, in the state of Tennessee, it's a whole heck of a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of it. There you go. That Congressman Tim Burchett right there. Can you believe that? Our money, the Democrats want to spend our tax money on pastry classes for male prostitutes, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you do, I would not order the honey buns at all. Got to take a break. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, coming up this weekend, there is a big, big fun event happening in Collierville, the square on the square. That's hard to say this early in the morning. Anyway, just got a note in, and well done, Shelby County Republican Party, because you guys were listening and following the rules, and you posted an item that you guys are going to be a part of the lineup out there. You'll be able to drop by, and apparently there's going to be a Donald Trump-style DJ thing going on. So anyway, a lot of action there. But if you have an event coming up in the Mid-South, whether it's your church, local organization, charity group, or service organization, give us a call, and we will pass all of that along to you. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Think fossil fuels are climate villains that the legacy media and establishment politicos ask us to believe that they are? Think again. Did you know that fossil fuels power the systems that keep us safe? From air conditioning that prevents heat stroke to heating systems that protect against extreme cold. They also provide low-cost power for our storm warning systems, giving us time to evacuate and save lives. Forget being a villain. Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. In fact, over the past century, deaths from climate-related disasters like extreme temperatures, droughts, floods, storms, wildfires have declined by 98% thanks to fossil-fueled infrastructure and technology. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I just want you to know the facts. Don't be fossil-fooled. Get the full picture at oilfacts.com. Brought to you by NASDAQ-listed Prairie Operating Group, a high-growth, low-cost producer of safe and responsible American energy. That's oilfacts.com. Oilfacts.com.
From Hollywood, television's most exciting hour, it's The Price is Right. Michelle McKissack, come on down.
Wait, what? Wow. Wait, what? This is insane. If you were watching The Price is Right yesterday and you were anywhere in Memphis, you probably spilled your iced tea. That was a shocker, and wow, way to keep a secret. Michelle McKissack, our good friend over at the Memphis Shelby County School Board, and she is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this morning. Michelle, good to have you with us.
Good morning, Todd. It's good to be with you. Yeah, that was wild, right?
Oh, my gosh. So first of all, you had great props on the great moves. I didn't know that you could move like that. That was impressive.
You know what? It's like when you got all that adrenaline coursing through you when you're fulfilling your lifelong dream of being on The Price is Right, it just makes you do all sorts of things.
Okay, we have to talk about this because it was really a fun appearance. And how did all of this happen?
It was so spontaneous. I was going to be in Los Angeles, literally got a last minute ticket about 2 days before I was there, and just went on the show. It was no fanfare to it or anything. I just happened to get a ticket at just the right time.
So what's it like being there? I'm old school. So I remember, Bob Barker, back in the day,
And
Bob's Beauties. What's that whole thing like?
It was, like you, been watching since I was a kid, and just a lot of fun. I was fascinated by the entire process of just showing up at the studio, getting checked out with all the paperwork, but really just low key. They just want you to have fun. They just tell you to have a good time. I got to meet the modern day Bob Barker beauties and met Drew Carey, and everyone was really, really nice.
A lot of people, they love Drew Carey, and people always ask, what is Drew Carey like? Is he a pretty fun guy?
He is just, as you see him on TV, is in real person, like just talking to a regular everyday person. So nice. He spent time with the audience in between the takes. He didn't like run back to his green room every time, and actually spent quite a bit of time with the audience just answering questions. And with me personally, he just thought I was hilarious because, you know, I was a little over the top, and but they apparently liked that, and they interview you beforehand just to see what your energy level is going to be like.
Yeah, you can't have like, you know, it's not Jeopardy, right? So you got to have a little bit of fun.
Exactly. Completely. I mean, it's so random. And as great of a game player as I thought I was at home, kind of tanked a couple of times there.
Okay.
When I got into the studio.
So I want to talk about this. We're going to play, Cassie, I want to play this clip. This is when Michelle got called down, and you got to get that the prize correct, and then you hop up on the stage. Let's take a listen to cut six.
Up, we've got a really fun getaway to New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
You and a guest will fly to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and head to Taos for a five-night stay in an executive suite at Sagebrush Inn and Suites. A designated historic landmark, this newly remodeled property offers Southwest charm, modern comforts, and a prime location. Daily breakfast and dinner are included. We've also added a rental car.
Not bad. Harrison, go ahead, buddy. You're first.
Let's say
$4,200. $4,200. Michelle.
$2,400.
$2,400. Victoria.
$3,500.
$3,500. Anthony.
$4,800.
$4,800. Actual retail price, $3,446. Michelle. How's it going?
I've been watching Price is Right since I was a little girl, introduced by my Grammy, and just following you. It's just awesome.
Well, thank you so much. It's so good to have you here. Yeah. I'm glad you're here. This is going to be a really fun game. Hey, what do you think of the color green?
I love the color
green. I love the color green. That's our favorite color, too,
okay.
Right, George?
All right. So
money,
Michelle.
Money, money, money.
Wow. You were fired up.
I was very fired up. I mean, I've been watching since, like, what? I was 6 years old or something in the 70s. And just to finally, first of all, I did not know that I'd be called on stage. I was just literally happy to be in the number, in the studio audience. And then when they called my name, and think about it is, when they call your name, you can't hear anything. It's so loud in there. I actually didn't hear my name, but they also have your name written on a sign. So they flipped over the sign, and actually, I saw the sign. I didn't hear my name. That's why I jumped up after my name was called. If you're watching the video, and I'm like, oh my gosh! And so I jump up, and all my friends who I'd met in line just were happy to see me go up. And then, you know, after that, I was just like, I was on 10.
So here's the thing. I am so glad that, you know, and you know how it is. If you watch the game, some little Yahoo will bid like 2401, you know, and I hate those people. So fortunately, nobody did that. So you were able to get up on the stage and win.
I know. It was amazing and great people. We had a lot of fun because you spend so many hours prior. It actually, for me, because I don't know how I truly God was smiling upon me because I got, when I went onto the website, I just kind of picked a ticket and it was like a random lottery and I got a VIP ticket. So I didn't have to wait in line. I just got out of my Uber and next thing I know, I was like, okay, here you go. You get to go into the studio. And so I was like, what? And, but yeah, it was great that no one pulled that 2401 thing on me. And then spinning the wheel, once again, shocked.
Was that hard to do? Some people have a hard time spinning that thing.
It's heavy. It's truly heavy. That wheel is very, very heavy. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I didn't want to, you know, be one of those people that falls on the ground or something. And so I just kind of jumped up and pulled with all my might and got 50 cents for the first spin. And they're like, people were yelling in the audience, stay, like, don't spin again. I'm like, you know what? I didn't come here to play it safe. Let me just go for it. And I spun it again and got 20 cents. And so, and then the guy ahead of me, he went over. The lady behind me, she didn't, you know, get as much as I did. So I made it to the Showcase Showdown.
You made it to the Showcase Showdown. And, of course, it did not turn out like we thought. But, Michelle, you have to appreciate the irony, being from the 901, and the prize you were bidding for was a security system. I just thought that was hilarious.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but, hey, you know what? It's like, would have been a good thing, I guess, but it was just a fun experience overall, and it was a double over, both me and the other lady. We both bid a little bit over, but she was so sweet, and we had a really good time, and that was the prize for me. Just simply going and being at the show was the prize. I won.
Having fun. Now, the big question in the McKissick household, who gets to go on the trip to New Mexico?
I think there's one person eyeing that. It would be my husband, John, who I did not even tell. He didn't know what I want because I had to sign an NDA, and I'm a kind of a rule follower. And so I literally told no one, not my mom, not my husband, no one. So
wow.
he watched it in surprise along with everybody else.
Well, you know, I think you and I were actually in Los Angeles at the same time. We're going to have to coordinate calendars because we'll have to grab lunch the next time we're out on the West Coast together.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness. So, Michelle, congratulations. You did a great job. And it looked like it was just so much fun.
It was fun from start to finish. And I was so glad when it finally aired, and just it was just a blast. And I think that's what people, you know, like, I got so many texts from, you know, family and friends and people on Facebook and just saying, hey, you know what? Maybe you didn't win like the ultimate prize, but you look like you had a great time. I said, I had a blast.
I love it.
Awesome.
So, Michelle, if we're ever able to get all of the stuff worked out on the scoreboard, I want you to do the same dance that you did at the Price is Right. At school board headquarters.
I would be more than happy to do my happy dance. Trust me on that.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't hold your breath.
No. That's true. Look, we're going to get you back on another day to talk politics and school board stuff, but just congratulations. It was great seeing you on TV, and it looks like you had a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you so much, Todd. I really appreciate you reaching out. It's fun to actually talk about something that's just, you know, just fun.
Fun,
you know, we
right?
All need this from time to time.
Exactly. All right, Michelle McKissick, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Have fun on that trip to New Mexico, Michelle.
Thanks so much, Todd. Bye.
All right. So, you know, Cassie, we've got to get people, when they do trivia, we need some happy dances. That's what we need here. We need happy dances on KWAM. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. And we will talk politics with Michelle another day, but it's fun. And again, you know, the morning show, we're a little bit more laid back around this joint. By the way, Kristen New from Germantown writing in, Todd, the Collierville Fair on the Square, going to be so much fun. They're going to be giving out great candy at the Republican tent. No circus peanuts. God bless you, Kristen New. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here, do our happy dance. We will see you at 11 right here on the mighty 990 KWAM. Get out there. Have a great day, everybody.
California Closets just custom designed Chloe's home office / guest room. Now she has a spacious desk with built-in charging for devices. Sleek wood cabinets conceal a queen-size Murphy bed for guests, and drawers deep enough to hide clean sheets and a printer. Now her spare room is perfect for workdays and weekend visits. California Closets make space for what belongs. We did it for Chloe, and we can do it for you. Schedule your free design consultation now at 800-CAL-CLOSETS or californiaclosets.com.